You're tuned to 89.1, 103.5 FM. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. The 7th Annual Autism Society Garage Sale Fundraiser is Saturday, April 16th, from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Crossroads Center in Normal. Craig Luchtefeld, one of the event organizers, says the garage sale is to raise money for Autism McLean's summer camp, which his 11-year-old son, Cooper, attends.
The cost of camp is $250 per kid. That's a lot of money, especially for a cash-strapped sort of family anyway that has to deal with the monetary consequences of raising a child with a disability. So we thought if we could raise some money to help offset part of that cost, send some kids maybe that wouldn't otherwise have the chance to go, that's why we do it.
Cooper, you've been to this camp. So what is your impression of it? What did you think of camp?
Well, it's really cool. I've been at it for, like, I'm going to guess, like, 5 years now. We're doing, like, zip lining, archery. We go play in, like, this sand thing. We get to do horseback riding. We get to see the llamas.
Do the llamas spit?
I don't know.
People keep telling me that llamas spit, but I've never been close enough to a llama to find out if that really happens.
Yeah.
Just for this next summer.
Yeah.
You're pre-warned. The llamas could spit.
You got to watch for that, and we'll have to report back to
you. Oh, yeah.
So let's talk a little bit more about the garage sale, Craig. What is typically available at the garage sale?
That's an interesting question. So I don't know. There's normally just about everything that you can think of. And the interesting thing about the garage sale is that almost everything is donated. So we get people that, you know, are cleaning out their garage, cleaning out their basement, whatever. And we have three early drop-off times. That's the Monday, Wednesday, and Friday before from 5:30 to 7:30. And we have no idea year to year what to expect. So some years we have, you know, your typical garage sale stuff. Every year we have typical garage sale stuff. But some years we have like these totally weird and unique sort of things that you just never would have thought that you would find at a garage sale. So
okay.
Every year we have no idea.
Give me an example. What's the weirdest thing that's ever been dropped off?
Last year we had, I want to say, 40 or 50 different, like a medical styrofoam sort of thing that you would put like beating hearts in, you know?
Oh, do you mean to deliver like organs?
Right, exactly. So we had like, we had something like 50 of those. And
wow.
50?
I would love to know who donated that.
Yeah.
And I wonder what, if people bought them, what they're using them for. Because I'm hoping it's not for the original purpose of that.
Right.
Cooper, when you've been to camp, do you have a favorite memory or a favorite experience in all the years that you've been to camp?
A favorite experience?
I would imagine the zip line would be very popular.
Oh, yeah.
I've never done a zip line. Is it exciting?
Oh, yes. You get to climb up like this really, really tall tower, and then you go like flying through, and then you just like slowly stop, and then they'll help you down.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Craig, how does this camp help kids?
For children with disabilities, specifically autism, sometimes they have some difficulties that your typical kid might not have. So the thing about camp is that they get the typical camp experience that they may not be able to enjoy otherwise. So they have a lot of folks on hand to help out with the kids. For those that need one-on-one aids, they'll make sure that they have those supports. And there's basically just a lot of help, essentially, to get those kids to be able to experience all the things that they may not be able to get or experience otherwise. Cooper is not an outdoorsy type of person, but loves camp every year. So the fact that we're able to bring him out there and for him to enjoy all the things that camp has to offer is a really unique sort of experience, and he gets to hang out with his friends and do all the things that he just wouldn't otherwise be able to do. So I think that's one of the alluring things about camp.
Cooper, have you had a chance to make new friends at camp?
Yes, I have. I've met friends like my friend Jeremiah, Avery, Matt, Taylor, etc. I've made many friends.
Craig, how much do you hope to raise with this event?
I would love someday to be able to raise about $10,000, and that would essentially pay for every kid to go to camp. Let's say we have 40 campers this year at $250 a pop, that would be $10,000. We're typically between $3,000 and $3,500, so if we get somewhere in that range, I'll be happy with that. But again, every dollar that we raise goes towards camp, and that allows kids to go that may not otherwise be able to go, so it's all good.
That's Craig and Cooper Luchtefeld, One unique thing about this garage sale is the fact that it's a Name Your Own Price event. The 7th annual Autism Society Garage Sale fundraiser for Camp Dakota is Saturday, April 16th from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Crossroads Center in Normal. I'm Laura Kennedy.